Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Jim Bully. Thank you for tuning in. President Moon Jae-in completes his European tour. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says Pyongyang must prepare for both dialogue and conflict. Seoul announces a third quarter vaccination plan focusing on students and teachers, and Japan protests after Korea conducts a military exercise around its Dokdo islet. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. Leaders of the Group of Seven nations and guest countries, including South Korea, held meetings in Cornwall, Britain over the weekend. During the G7 talks, they agreed to work together to boost COVID-19 vaccine supplies for less developed countries while addressing a wide range of global issues, including North Korea. Kim Bum-soo has more.
I'm very pleased to announce that this weekend, leaders have pledged over 1 billion doses.
The world's wealthiest democracies have pledged over 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines to poorer nations, with half of them coming from the U.S.
Big step.
After this year's G7 summit in Cornwall, Britain on Sunday, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced what he called another big step towards vaccinating the world. Attending the G7 summit as one of four guests, South Korean President Moon Jae-in also unveiled Seoul's plan to offer $200 million in aid through next year for the COVAX advanced market commitment. Wrapping up the weekend event, the G7 leaders adopted a joint communique addressing a wide range of global issues, including North Korea, while welcoming the U.S. renewed commitment to engage diplomatically with North Korea. The G7 leaders called for complete denuclearization and demanded that Pyongyang respect human rights for all.
South Korea and Australia have come through COVID.
On the sidelines of the multilateral gathering, Moon held talks with leaders from the UK, France, Germany and Australia, as well as the European Union. But the much-anticipated South Korea-Japan summit did not take place, despite the two sides' brief encounter amid strained bilateral relations. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
President Moon then made a state visit to Austria, where he agreed with Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz to elevate the country's bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. Moon and Kurz assessed that since forging diplomatic ties in 1894, the two countries have continuously developed friendly relations based on mutual trust and shared values. Moon said Seoul and Vienna will strengthen cooperation on the economy, science and technology, and the 5G network. Additionally, they will expand people-to-people exchanges and jointly address climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic. Moon's final stop was Spain, where he also agreed with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to upgrade the 71-year bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. In a joint statement, the two leaders agreed to expand cooperation in politics, the economy, global peace and security, science and technology, culture, education, sports, tourism and people-to-people exchanges. On the occasion of Moon's visit, Seoul and Madrid signed MOUs in the areas of green growth and digitization that are considered future growth engines, as Spain is a low-carbon producer with renewable energy taking up 40% of its energy mix. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un highlighted the need to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation in his first message towards the US and South Korea since the inauguration of President Joe Biden in January. Kim's remarks came ahead of Washington's point man on the North, Sung Kim's visit to Seoul, arriving on Saturday to discuss the stalled denuclearization talks. Mark Wilson Che reports.
On the third day of a plenary session of the Ruling Workers' Party Central Committee on Thursday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un emphasized the need to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation with the U.S. According to the North's state-run Korean Central News Agency, Kim said such preparations would be necessary to defend national dignity and self-development benefits, and to guarantee a peaceful environment and national safety. He stressed that preparations for confrontation should especially be more thorough. Clarifying the North's foreign policy direction to enhance its strategic status and proactive role, and to lead efforts to create a diplomatic environment in its favor, Kim stressed the need to manage the situation on the Korean Peninsula in a stable manner. This is Kim Jong-un's first message towards the U.S. and South Korea since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January and completed a review of Washington's North Korea policy. The KCNA said the North Korean leader laid out the regime's strategic and tactical response, as well as action plan, after closely analyzing the Biden administration's new policy. the Biden administration, which pledged to pursue a calibrated, practical approach toward the goal of the peninsula's complete denuclearization, is set to send Sung Kim, its new North Korea special representative, to Seoul on Saturday. Marco Sunche, KBS World Radio News.
The government has unveiled its COVID-19 vaccination plans for the third quarter. From next month, health authorities plan to inoculate high school seniors, school teachers, and average citizens in their 50s, among others. Park Chung-ong has this report.
South Korea aims to administer at least one COVID-19 vaccine to 70% of the population by the end of the third quarter. This translates to 36 million people receiving at least one vaccination by the end of September. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency announced a vaccination roadmap on Thursday with plans to inoculate high school seniors, school teachers and workers, and average citizens in their 50s from next month, followed by people aged 18 to 49 starting in August. However, starting the first week of July, priority will be given to senior citizens over 60 and other groups such as emergency and first responders under 30 who have been unable to get vaccinated. About 170,000 people in these groups were scheduled to get shots in June, but were unable to due to a vaccine supply shortage. The KDCA also said that it will start allowing the combination of AstraZeneca and Pfizer vaccines in two-shot regimens among some groups beginning next month to boost efficacy. Some European countries and Canada have begun allowing the combination of two mRNA vaccines interchangeably because of safety concerns over the AstraZeneca vaccine. KDCA Commissioner Chung Eun-kyung called on the public to actively take part in the vaccination campaign so that the nation can return to normal life by achieving the goal of herd immunity by November. Park Chung-hong, KBS World Radio News.
The South Korean military on Tuesday carried out a biannual military exercise around its easternmost islets of Dokdo. According to a government source, the combined forces of the South Korean Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard staged the East Sea Territory Protection Exercise on Tuesday. The drill did not include the involvement of its Marine Corps. While a training exercise in the second half of last year was scaled down due to weather and the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's exercise was conducted on a scale similar to previous years, the source said. No landing drill, however, took place on Tuesday. Japan, which has repeatedly laid claim to Dokdo, reportedly protested the latest drill, with the Japanese Defense Ministry lodging a complaint after summoning in a military attaché from the South Korean embassy in Tokyo. The South Korean Defense Ministry expressed its strong regret over the Japanese government's protest, calling it a sovereign drill aimed at safeguarding South Korea's own territory, public, and assets. That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. Join us again next week for more hot topics and issues making news in Korea. I'm Jim Bully, signing off.